Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The FFPC Playoff Challenge episode from Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by the SGPN NFL Playoff Challenge, sponsored by Edge Boost. Free to enter and $20,000 in Edge Boost deposit bonuses up for grabs. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old-fashioned football.
You make this deal right now, you pancake-eating mother...
All right, deal!
Old-fashioned football.
Welcome to old-fashioned football. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J-Mark. You can find me on the X at J-Mark Football. And if you're wondering who us is, that's at old-fashioned FB on the X. Before I keep going to talk about the FFPC Playoff Challenge, I got to introduce my co-host on the pod and in life. You can find her on the X at the Mer Mark Mer. How you doing today?
Ask me tomorrow.
I had a feeling it was going to be something, a little bit of a scramble to transition from the real world of work to this fun world of work, right?
Yes. No, it's been a day. It's been a week, but I am very excited about this episode. I will say that.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. If you missed it, I was on the big show with the big dogs, Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stacking the Money Green yesterday, talking to FFPC, gave a lineup out on that, giving a completely different lineup. Maybe there's some crossover, but essentially a different lineup here. So you have two to go off of, and what everybody really wants and what they're tuning in for. You are also giving out your lineup.
Yes. I don't know if that's what everybody wants, but yes.
Well, yesterday we had a fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go ahead and fill them in on that? I'm going to do a little social media stuff.
You. No, yesterday, if you tuned in, you got to be a part with us of our crossover episode with the NASCAR gambling podcast hosts, Rod and Cody. We had a great time. I must say, like, we did very well layering in NASCAR F1 racing with fantasy football. It went pretty good. Wouldn't normally think of those two going together, but it was really good.
Yeah, no, I think it did. It went smooth. I think that part of that is a testament to the fact that we all love what we do as far as talking about football, talking about NASCAR. And, those guys, they made the transition to NASCAR, which I know we don't know a lot about, and we even ask questions, but mm-hmm. I feel like they made that very seamless. So that was a lot of fun. and they're just fun to hang out with. I mean, I think we all commented, we all texted after, and we're like, that was a lot of fun. We need to do this again. We all laughed so much. Like, it was just a really good time. What did we drink on?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Ooh. I know what we drank. This is just, my brain is like mush. If you soggy mashed potatoes. That's what I feel like my brain is. But no.
Are you trying to insinuate that the mashed potatoes I made for dinner were soggy?
No.
Is this what you're trying to say?
No, we did
because
have.
Because you jumped to that real quick.
No, it's just mush. It's mush. Like, add water to mashed potatoes. And that was my brain right now because I have been using it way too much. So yesterday we drank Whistle Pig's Piggyback Legendary series, like a whiskey from that series, from their Legends series.
Legends.
See, I'm already messing it up. But it was their Alfa Romeo. Oh, you have it?
It's right back here.
Oh, perfect. Alfa Romeo.
I got you.
Single barrel. It's amazing. It is finished. It's their rye whiskey finished with lychee and oolong tea barrels.
Yes. Oolong.
So, oolong.
Oolong. Sorry.
Can you stop?
Okay.
You must stop.
I can try.
But it's a 96.77 proof, which was okay. I'm not going
to
get
a
into
testament
these
to the driver.
Something.
one of the yes. Legendary Alfa Romeo drivers. Cody and Rod will know. They'll know. Let's not even try.
We're done.
Yeah, but that's not what we're drinking today.
No.
We are not drinking an old fashioned either.
No, because we are about to get snowed in for the second. Well, I guess we can't count the first time as being snowed in. You scooped us out right away. But we're about to get another foot on top of our 10 inches of snow that we have out here.
Yeah, I scooped us out right away because I feel like the Amazon and UPS and FedEx and USPS deliver far too many packages to our household.
Maybe.
And
I feel like this is a slight. Okay, we have to clear the air here. I feel like this is a slight at me. Like, you're like,
I am waiting on a package of mine.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if we have an Amazon subscription, we have not done a lot of running errands this year so far. And
correct.
We are on the 11th. We do get a lot of like regular stuff.
Yes.
In mail. Like, we take advantage of that. We're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm not doing like this extra shopping here that I feel like you are making it seem like. We just get a lot of deliveries. We got cat litter delivered today.
Yeah, I will be honest. The real reason I scooped it, I won a contest through the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Sean and Kramer are sending me a bottle of whiskey for that, and I just wanted to make sure it could get here safely.
So that's the package, or was there another one?
No,
See, exactly. My cat litter does not count as me getting a package. That is not my ideal.
You weren't excited
delivery. No.
Oh boy. Well, anyways, yeah, we scooped. We got more snow on the way, and then we got sub-zero temps. It's
yes.
gonna be fun.
Gonna be very cold, which I'm gonna talk about that later too. Not personally, but just football wise.
Football cold, yeah. Mm-hmm. That will affect some games. Why don't we start with? So, I'm sure some people are tuning in here. You can see FFPC playoff challenge code SGPN, and you're going, what the hell is the FFPC playoff challenge? The good news is fantasy football doesn't have to be over.
No,
because you can play fantasy football in the playoffs, and that's exactly what the FFPC is. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? You want me to kick it around?
Yeah, I can. Why don't you just fill in the blanks here and there? This is, and I didn't know this, but this is actually like the 21st year they've done this challenge, and I don't know how are we just being a part of it.
It was not legal in Iowa until this year.
Well, that makes
Iowa
sense.
Iowa is very finicky about fantasy football betting. Underdog, prize picks, not legal in Iowa. But you can go gamble on any sport on DraftKings or whatever apps. You can gamble on any sport. You don't have to leave your house for it. But God forbid you place some money on a fantasy football projection. You can tell that I get worked up about this. By the way, Haley checking in the chat saying, don't lie, Mer. You were pumped to open the cat litter box.
I haven't even opened it yet. That's how pumped I was. That is not me getting groceries for us online to be delivered to our house does not count as me shopping. Does not count as me ordering too many. Like, that is not, that's
you're right,
not a
this
thing.
This was a need. You are
and
correct.
My other package that I got this week that was not even for me. I bought it to organize your hats because I am sick and tired of your hats being on every doorknob in our house.
I got to put them somewhere. I'm not throwing them on the floor.
That's not even me. Like, no.
We have a closet right here and there's a hat on each doorknob of it.
There's a hat on this light. There's, it's just ridiculous.
Well, that's my cowboy hat. That don't count.
It counts. And anyways. Yeah. I open going, getting in our pantry in our kitchen. Oh, there's a hat on it. And I have to turn the hat to open the door. There's a hat. There was a hat on our front door. There's a hat on the
I have told you
garage
I need...
door. There's a hat on our bedroom door. There's a hat on our bathroom door. It's ridiculous.
I don't have too many hats, but I do have two little places to keep them. That's kind of the main thing. Mm-hmm. Let's get back
and
to the
FFPC. No, because there's one more thing. I lied. I got two packages this week that
the
were for me.
Washing
but
hats,
it was
yes.
A thing where you put your hat in it and it you throw it in the dishwasher because your hats are disgusting.
I'm sweating now. I mean, so I get it. I'm not even going to fight you there.
I'm really excited to wash your hats in our dishwasher and see how those hat, like, because it keeps the form.
We got to start with a hat I don't care about.
Yeah,
though.
That's fine. Just in there's case, plenty. Yeah. There's like 50 on doorknobs in our house.
I care about each and every one of those. But anyways, FFPC, the Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge, which you can access by visiting sportsgamblingpodcast.com/FFPC. And the code SGPN gets you a $25, which we're going to tell you a little bit in just a second here what mm-hmm. the entries are, but that helps get towards your entry.
Yeah. So there's a main contest, and that is a $200 entry with a $500,000 grand prize and up to $1.4 million.
In like other like prizes.
Prizes yeah. like payout.
First gets $500,000, but then they pay a lot at other mm-hmm. places as well.
And then, but like $200 is steep. So they have a lower contest as well. That's only a $35 entry. You use promo code, is the SGPN for both?
Yeah. Yeah. You just
so it would be a $10 entry.
The promo code is when you sign up. You sign up and deposit. You use that promo code. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can, as far as I know, you can deposit $10 and you will get the other $25.
So there you go. You could be a utilize, take full advantage of this code SGPN, yes. And that $35 entry becomes a $10 entry for you. And that $35, like that lower contest, there's a grand prize of $100,000.
Yes.
And then $476,500 in other prizes.
Yes. $476,500.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You kind of questioned it at first. So
I was just making sure.
But
brain is mashed potatoes with water up here. Mushy, soggy.
So I made
potatoes.
The potatoes too soggy.
No,
I'm
you didn't.
Up.
The potatoes you made were perfect. Can you not read into this? You read into
I
things that
not
you don't
read
need to
read
into
right now. Yeah, $35 into $100,000 is a hell of a deal, obviously. That's an mm-hmm. excellent return on value. We are going to be competing in that $35 one. We're also, we got a little friendly wager that we haven't discussed what it's going to be yet, but we got a little friendly wager to see whose lineup does better. Well, Rod did say that the odds on you were minus 300, which makes you a heavy favorite in the bout, but we'll see. We'll see. I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
You haven't seen my lineup.
No, that's true. I have not.
And they are different. You were so concerned. It was as I'm doing this, you were kept like, oh, like trying to cheat or not cheat because you already made yours, but peek because you were so paranoid we were going to have the exact same lineup.
I just wanted to make sure because I want to give the people options.
I know.
Yeah.
But don't worry because you did confirm that one team, like you have no players in and I have a player in. Yeah. So we're good. There are differences.
Right.
But
so,
I just.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different opinions in fantasy football, Justin.
This is true. This is true. And we're going to get farther into what this is mm-hmm. in a second here. If I can get myself organized, here we go. It's okay, folks. I got this. My brain's not mashed potatoes and I got it. But we also want all these free contests. SGPN is always running. Well, here's another one. The SGPN Playoff Challenge. We're proud to announce it's back. EdgeBoost is the first bet now, pay later provider that enables you to double your bet at any sportsbook or DFS site with no interest. And the contest that you enter is a bankroll style. So you start with 10,000 virtual units. And at the end of the playoffs, the biggest bankroll will win credit into higher advance limits from EdgeBoost. Their winner gets top three. We'll get a deposit match from Edge up to $2,500 with no interest or fees. That's incredible. The top 25 get a deposit match from Edge up to $500 with no interest or fees. All you got to do is go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff to enter. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL. And when you're getting ready to bet the playoffs, where better place to do it than DraftKings? DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. That's right. New customers can get $5 on any game and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. You know what? My favorite bet this weekend, I was going to say the Bills, but that seems too chalky. I'm going to take the Bucks to upset the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right. Sorry, Josh. The Philadelphia Bulldogs are going down. And all you got to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SGP. New customers can get $5 or just bet $5 to get 200 instantly in bonus bets. That's a lot of extra bonus bets for just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. cdkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. And if that wasn't a mouthful, your excitement will be a mouthful over Game Time. That's right. We're also brought to you by Game Time. It doesn't get any better than Game Time. You can't plan months in advance. We have trouble doing that as an adult. Life is crazy. You never know what's going to pop up, a family thing, or somebody needs you to watch their cat or something like that. Well, you don't have to plan months in advance because you have Game Time, which has last minute tickets. And buying tickets to your favorite event shouldn't be stressful, and it's not with Game Time. It's a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you with killer deals on last minute tickets and best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for all the fun you're going to have. It's going to be a mouthful when you're yelling out your favorite song with the concert you go to with Game Time. One of the things I like, if it's not one of those general admission concerts like we love to go, because we don't like the stadium seating as much. But if it is stadium seating, that's okay, because you're going to see what your seat looks like and the view looks like before you even buy it. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds. Two taps and you're set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone. No more digging through your junk. Perfect for the playoffs. Go see the Bucks beat the Eagles in Tampa. I bet the weather is a lot nicer than Iowa. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFPX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFPX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
You know, I think I just need, instead of an instant cup of coffee when I wake up in the morning, I just need you just like.
You want me to do some rambling ad reads to you?
That's like instant caffeine.
Woo. Shading the parental units. I'm not sure what I shaded them about. Oh, watching their cats. If that's
shading
what
the parental units. Yeah.
And Josh says that I'm canceled for saying that the Bucks are going to beat the Philadelphia Bulldogs. Apologies, Josh. Nick did say if he wins the FFPC, he is going to buy the old-fashioned football crew a bottle of whiskey. Thank you, Nick. And my mom says you can wash hats in a dishwasher. Hey, we're not going to talk about that until they're paying us money.
No, that's a question.
No, we're not talking about that until they're paying us money.
I'll answer. Till who's paying us money?
The whatever company made this dishwasher.
I'm pretty sure thing. I got a knockoff on Amazon of whatever the main company was, so we're fine. Because I don't. It's a hat washer. Why do I need to spend $20 on it? I didn't buy expensive ones. Anyway, yes, it's a plastic form thing. I had it with me. I'd show you. And you open it up. You put the hat in. It keeps the hats form because I've thrown his hats in the washer before. And they don't come out too pretty.
No, they don't. And it always ruins the Velcro. And yeah, then they don't stick to themselves. I have a camo hat that I love to wear mowing, but the back doesn't stick to itself. So pretty soon, like, I'm looking down to make sure I don't run over anything. My hat just goes bloop. Anyways.
And they get all wrinkly and the bill gets weird. And it's just, yeah.
Let's keep talking about the FFPC.
Okay. Hats. You're like, I'm done with this.
So
sorry.
The nice thing about the FFPC, there's no draft.
No.
You're not drafting against other
there's
people.
There's no salary cap, no auction like, style. Yeah.
Not like DFS.
You pick any 12 players. Well, I guess not any 12. We'll get to that. But you pick 12 players and that's your lineup. You pick.
But wait a minute, Miranda. There are 14 teams in the playoffs.
I know. Two teams will not. Well, and so that's part of it. You pick 12 players, but you can only pick. If you pick a player from the Bills, you cannot pick another player for the Bills. So if you take Josh Allen, you cannot take Stephon Diggs.
Correct.
He cannot be in your lineup.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of strategy there with how you're picking it. And then obviously with 14 teams being in the playoffs, two teams are not going to have a player in your lineup.
So essentially you're going to pick right away is what I did was I said, I'm taking two teams that I think don't stand a chance, might not even score much. And I'm not even going to consider one of their players. That's how I approached mine. I don't know about you.
Well, I kind of took that approach. So
for offensive skill players, I should say.
Yes. Because so here's what you draft. You have to, your lineup is one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, four flex. I didn't mention the tight end, which is the most important position, the tight end and a kicker and a defense. So I went through and I filled out my, like obviously quarterback, but my running backs, wide receivers, flex and tight end. And then, and my quarterback. And I was left with four teams and I decided of those four teams who I wanted to have as a kicker and a defense. And then the other two were just out because in
that's
kicker
kinda,
and your defense are not going to bring you in a ton of points in this contest, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They could. They really could. We have some really good defenses in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know a lot of people approach it where you don't plan on your defense or your kicker playing in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Your plan is not like, oh, I think, let's say the 49ers, just for ease, I think they're going to make the Super Bowl. I'm picking their defense because it's good. That's not what you want to do. You want a skill player because the Super Bowl is worth two times the points in the Super Bowl. So if you got players playing in the Super Bowl, they've made it that far, which you can only have two players in the Super Bowl, one on each team, but that gets you double points. So that's kind of interesting in my opinion.
It is.
Speaking of points, I'm going to talk about the points a little bit. 4 points for a passing touchdown, 6 for a rushing or receiving touchdown, just like regular fantasy football. It's 1 point for 20 yards passing. Now, that is a little different. We normally have one for every 25 and -1 for interceptions. A lot of our leagues are -2, so they're a little nicer to you there. 1 point for 10 yards rushing or receiving, 1 point per reception. So it is a PPR, but it is a tight end premium, which means tight ends get 1.5 points per reception.
Mm-hmm.
And then -1 points for fumbles lost. The 1.5 point kicker is interesting because obviously we've talked before, fantasy football, a really tough position is tight end. Not a lot of premium tight ends in the playoffs, even aside from a handful. So you have to pick a tight end, but it's like, do you put one in your flex because you're hoping for that 1.5? Because that's 3 points per reception in the Super Bowl.
It is.
Which is a lot. You know, per reception. Let's say you think the Chiefs are going all the way. Travis Kelce, the guy who averages 5 or 6 catches at least a game, that's 15 to 18 points in receptions, just in receptions. So that's part of the strategy you really got to think about when you go into this.
And one thing I like to, like, you could have a player who doesn't. No matter what, you're going to have players.
In the Super Bowl, is that what you're getting at?
No.
You don't know what you're getting at?
I'm done. It left me.
Yeah. The only way you don't have a player in the... I mean, well, there... I guess
no, there's many ways for not having a player in the Super Bowl, but you're going to have players
throughout. Only if... Yeah, you'll lose players throughout. You'll have players go throughout. The only way you don't have a player in the Super Bowl is if the two teams you decided to fade make the Super Bowl. That's the only way you won't have a player in the Super Bowl. Because you have a player on every other team.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to say.
I hope you get there.
It entered my mind and left, and everybody got to watch that happen. So that's great.
Now might be a great time to bet Miranda on cut. Because obviously her brain is mashed taters, she already said. And cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and legal in 40 states. That's right. You can get on there and bet your friends. So maybe, maybe Josh thinks Philadelphia Bulldogs are going to cream the Tampa Bay Bucks. We could go on Cut and make a little friendly wager. And Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down. Josh won't have to break my kneecaps to get me to pay. And social features equal group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. Josh and I, or Josh, Nick, and I, maybe we all three want to bet. We can see who wins head-to-head and why Nick keeps losing to us. And rewards get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store. That's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. That's K-U-T-T, promo code SGPN. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. You all know about Prize Picks. We've been talking about it for a while, and it is awesome. It's basically just looking at fantasy projections and thinking if it's going to go more or less. And that's in receiving yards. It could be in catches. It can be in fantasy points. It covers all of them. And, you know, one of the things I love about Prize Picks, not only do I love that you don't have to hit all five or six picks that you put in there, you can hit four, three, and still get money. But the other thing I love, let's say your player gets hurt. Let's say in that first half, they go down with a knee injury a la Sam Laporta. They don't come back in the second half. It doesn't count against you. That player is rebooted. They're the only daily fantasy sports platform with an insurance policy. And now for this weekend and this weekend only, I got Nico Collins more than 76.5 receiving yards. James Cook more than 66.5 rush yards. Mike Evans less. This isn't an unpopular opinion, but I think Darius Slay is going to shadow him. Mike Evans, less than 68.5 receiving yards. Chris Godwin, though, he's the one that's going to get it, more than 79.5 receiving yards. And Kyren Williams, more than 82.5 rushing yards. Go to prizepicks.com/SGPN and use code SGPN for first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/SGPN, code SGPN. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Okay. Shall we? I think we gave a good overview of what it is. Mm-hmm. You basically, you pick 12 players. They got to be on different teams and you get points based off of those players. Simple as that. And I think let's walk through each team and just kind of talk about some, like, your top options that you're going to consider on each team.
Okay. Let's start AFC here. All right. So we've got Ravens, Browns, Texans, Dolphins, Chiefs, Steelers, and Bills in the playoffs.
The tuna fins.
The what?
Tuna fins. Dolphin safe tuna. Anyways.
Okay.
Ravens are the number one seed. They have a bye.
Yes. But players, like, if that I would consider putting in your lineup, I think that you're going to be looking at, obviously, Lamar Jackson. He finished as QB4 this year.
Yeah.
Their tight end, Isaiah Likely. He finished as tight end 23, but he took over for Mark Andrews during the season.
And there's been a little bit of talk that Mark Andrews may come back for the playoffs, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's likely.
Likely. they've also got Zay Flowers, did finish as wide receiver 29. Their defense is one of the top defenses.
Yeah.
And depending on where you look, they are listed as the number one defense.
Depending on where you look. I looked and they were number two, but
I looked and they're number one.
What do you think about their running back, Gus Edwards?
He finished his RB20. I don't know, because Lamar runs so much. For me, just in how, so what I did is I filled out a bracket first.
Yeah.
Is that part of this?
I mean,
did a bracket.
I mean, the thing is, if a team is only going to play one game, mm-hmm. you're not going to invest in that team as much. They're probably going to kind of fit in your flex spots. I mean, they might fit elsewhere, but the farther you think they're going, obviously, mm-hmm. the better you think.
So I filled out playoff brackets and reminded me of March Madness all the way to the Super Bowl. And then I'm just a spoiler alert. I have Bills going all the way. So
spoiler alert.
I picked my quarterback off of that. There's a running back who I feel is going to make it far into the playoffs that absolutely had to be my RB1. Like, as you go, I don't know. I did not pick. I'm just going to say I didn't have Gus Edwards in mind.
Okay. So, yeah. And I think for me personally, if you don't take Lamar, it's hard to decide who you're taking from this team because there have been inconsistencies
and we're gonna get to that for
across
me.
The board. All right. We'll get to that. Let's move on to the Browns with Smoke and Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco.
Who played in 5 weeks. and he did well.
He is a top 10 quarterback in those 5 weeks.
Yeah. Average QB 7. So if you look at him, you know, he's coming in with a lot ahead of steam. He is older, but he's fresh off the couch. So there is that. I mean, he literally was on the couch, wasn't doing anything else. You got Jerome Ford, the running back. He was finished as RB 17 and a half PPR. Amari Cooper finished as wide receiver 18. Their defense was fifth. And David Njoku, the tight end, finished as sixth. He's interesting to me. If you think the Browns are going to win, I think everybody thinks the Browns are going to win. There's a lot of money pouring in on the Browns. And to me, that screams trap. To me, that screams the Texans are at home. They're, you would word it as in they're playing with house money, right? Because nobody expects them to win. Them making the playoffs with a rookie at quarterback is a win itself.
It's CJ Stroud.
I know, but them to make the playoffs, that's a win for their season. And I think that's how everybody's looking at it. But do you think the Texans are looking at it that way? They don't think, hey, this is where we're happy just to be here.
No, they're going for it.
No. Speaking of the Texans, why don't you tell us about their players?
Just talked about him. CJ Stroud, I drafted him in multiple leagues, was so happy I did because he became a starter over who I thought was going to be my starter all season.
Yeah.
Finished as QB 11. He did miss 2 weeks. So, I mean, that's factored, that's included in that. So I feel like he was probably be higher.
Yeah, no, I agree. He also started a little slow. When he started, it's like, maybe we see this pan out, but he wasn't necessarily putting up top fantasy points at the time. So there is that.
Stroud's throwing to Nico Collins, who finished wide receiver 9. And at running back, they have Devin Singletary. He really didn't start like getting it in until like the second half of the season.
Yeah, they were kind of riding with Damian Pierce, who was their rookie guy last year, and he got injured. Devin Singletary steps in and stole the job, really. So he's
right about the time that I got him from my mom.
Yeah.
In that one.
How convenient.
The one that was supposed to be a trade back that she wanted to do trade backs.
Her first weasel move of the weekend or of the year. Anyways.
Okay. We've also got the Dolphins.
Yeah. Dolphins. Tua, of course, QB 9. Tyreek Hill was wide receiver 2. Jalen Waddle, is he even healthy enough to play? I think he will play. He
already missed... you're going to pick a wide receiver from the Dolphins, you're picking Tyreek Hill.
I agree with that. I think picking Jalen Waddle is too cute.
It's too what?
Too cute. So the chalk play is to keep or is to pick Tyreek Hill. But I can see some people going, well, everybody knows Tyreek Hill's the best. Everybody's going to have him. I want to try to get somebody nobody else does. And they're going to take Jalen Waddle because of that. And I think that's getting too cute with it. That's overthinking it. You need to take Hill if you're taking out my only wide receiver.
Yes, but, absolutely.
And I get it. Every year, a wide receiver two or somebody does break out in the playoffs. And it's like, where did this guy come from? He wasn't doing this all year. I don't think it's going to be Jalen Waddle over Tyreek Hill. I don't think the Dolphins beat the Chiefs in that cold weather game, but I do think that they try to give Hill the ball in his revenge game against the Chiefs. I think they try to get him involved a lot.
It's a fun matchup.
It is.
There's for many reasons, but yes.
It might be a boring matchup. I think it's going to be a low scoring game.
Well, I mean, like it's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be negative temps out.
Yeah. And because it's going to be low scoring, maybe you like the running backs. The Dolphins had Raheem Mostert, who shocked everybody by finishing as RB2. I think his ADP was in the 30s. And then Devin Achane, who finished as RB24, didn't play as much because he was injured. But
he was
had
a stud when he was out there.
Yeah, he showed excellent burst. He's a rookie, so he's fresh. So those are some guys to consider on the Dolphins. Now, we just talked about the Chiefs.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Chiefs.
Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, he finished as QB8. I had him predicted, I think, as my QB1 this year, preseason.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, in our listener league, you made us spend like $47
for
him.
No, let's just not go there. I would not normally do that.
I think Stroud went for a dollar.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep. They've got Isaiah Pacheco, who finishes RB16, Rashee Rice, wide receiver 27, and Travis Kelce, who finished as tight end 3. So here, I think you're looking, I don't know. For me, I think the obvious play, if you're picking a Chiefs player, is Travis Kelce. Because the wide receivers on this team are they're not putting up the points that like somebody like Tyreek Hill is putting up for the Dolphins. So when you're drafting your wide, selecting your wide receivers for your lineup, I don't think it's going to be Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers.
It would be hard to pick. Rashee Rice would be the guy, but it would be hard to take that rookie, you know. I think there are other quarterbacks out there
Better than Mahomes. So I think that you probably already have a different quarterback in mind, unless you really think Chiefs are going all the way and there's not the other team you have going that you think is going to go to the playoffs. You think is going to go to the Super Bowl.
They're all in the playoffs.
I know this, honey. And maybe that's your quarterback. And so you're looking at what team member here are you going to have in your Super Bowl game? I don't know. To me, it's tight.
Yeah.
Tyreek. It's Travis.
I can make the case for Pacheco because I don't think the Chiefs are going to go all the way either. Travis Kelce has, he finished tight end three, but he was wildly inconsistent. It felt like there were games that he was really bad. There's all the what we're calling now the TMZ distractions. The Academy Awards are poking at Taylor Swift and we're not going to show her as much. Like there's so much outside noise based on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce dating, which is kind of bullshit. It's their personal life. I realize they're big superstars, so they don't get a personal life, but enough is enough. I'm so tired of them panning to her and all that.
And
but
in his performance in games, it hasn't, the Chiefs in general, I don't feel like,
I don't know.
But his last three games were not Travis Kelce games.
No,
but he still finished as tight end three.
And he, so what's interesting to me, he needed, I think, 16 more yards to reach a milestone. It wasn't for money. It was just for the fact that he would have done it. He decided to sit out that last week because his body wasn't feeling it. Travis Kelce's body is starting to break down. Nobody wants to say that that's the problem. They all want to say it's just Taylor Swift distractions. I think he is slowing down. We saw it happen with Gronk.
He's 34.
Yeah, we saw it happen with Gronk where he was not the same dominant guy. It started towards the end of 1 year, and then that next year he was bad. This might be it for Travis Kelce. I know you don't like to admit that. I can make a case for Isaiah Pacheco. I think, like I said, the Chiefs Dolphins game, I think it's going to be low scoring. It's a cold as hell game. I know hell's not cold. I get it. I think they might focus on pounding the rock. So you're going to get points from them there. I do think they lose the next round to the Bills, but again, cold game in Buffalo where they might be pounding the rock. So I could make an argument. In fact, I did on the main show. I put Isaiah Pacheco as my RB2.
And you're kind of convincing me in a way. Like, yes, I don't think Pacheco, because if they're going to be passing it, people have got to be speedy and get down the field. And it's freaking cold.
Yeah.
They're freezing. Yeah. So what is the temp? Do we know what the temp is going to be in Kansas City this weekend? Because I know here it's like -6. With the real feel of who knows what.
While you're looking that up, Mom said, if I had a team, Josh Allen would be my quarterback. Great time to get a team. Code SGPN, $25 deposit bonus.
If you are doing that, the big entry for this, the big contest is a $200 entry fee. If you're doing the less flashy contest, it's a $35 entry fee. With our code of SGPN, that means you're only spending $10 to enter this contest,
which is beautiful. The Chiefs game, I can't remember what time it is, the game, but it's going to be 4 degrees. The low that day is 4 below. The wind chills are going to be bad. It's going to be cold. Do you think those Miami, Florida pussies are going to be able to play in that cold? I don't even think the Chiefs want to play in that cold.
No, but I think it's going to, you're coming from warmer climate, which they probably feel like it's really cold for them right now.
This ain't the panhandle no more, Tua.
They're not, what?
I don't know.
Do you know where Miami is?
Yeah. Well, it's in Florida. Nailed it. Let's talk about the Steelers. It's
not in the panhandle.
Well, he spends a lot of time there. I think that's where his house is.
Why would it be that far away from Miami?
In the offseason. Okay. He's got multiple houses. It's Tua Tagovailoa. You know how much he makes? Let's talk about the Steelers.
Sorry. All right. This is Jeff. If this isn't your quarterback, I don't know what you're doing.
George Mason Rudolph.
No, George Pickens.
That's the wide receiver.
Yeah.
and she's gone. You said quarterback.
I did. I meant wide receiver.
Yeah, definitely don't put George Pickens in. No,
and I'm not going with Rudolph either. Rudolph was only good for Christmas. Anyway.
Fair. That's fair.
George Pickens finishes wide receiver 26. Looking at running backs, Najee Harris finished 20th.
Mm-hmm. He did pick it up towards the end of the season. I will say that. But
mm-hmm. We've also got Jaylen Warren, RB 25. Mm-hmm. And then they have Deontay Johnson, who finished as wide receiver 43.
I don't even know how this team made the playoffs. So I had to do an article. Go check it out on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. It helps when you click on my articles. But I had to write an article making a case for every team to win the Super Bowl. And I will tell you what, the Steelers were the hardest team to make a case for. Their offense was terrible. Their defense was not that good. Their best defensive player is out, TJ Watt. He's the only one that was.
Do they have a good kicker?
They have a good kicker. I don't think that'll win them the Super Bowl. The only thing I could think of is we love Coach Tomlin as a dog. I prefer him as a home dog, but he is good as a dog in general. But I just couldn't do it. They're the biggest underdog this weekend as 10-point underdogs to the Bills, who I think are going to cream them. And, of course, the Bills have Josh Allen, who was QB1 this year, James Cook, RB11, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver 10, Dalton Kincaid, who came on nicely after Dawson Knox got injured, tight end 12, and then their defense was good as well. Let's talk about NFC in 1 second here. But, Miranda, why don't you tell people where they could get some betting info?
You can get betting info over at Hall of Fame Bets. The NFL season is not over yet, and you can win bigger by betting smarter with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value.
Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, I promise.
Can't believe I just said Pickens was a quarterback for the Steelers.
It's okay. It's been a long day. I know sometimes listening to the ad reads, if you've already purchased, maybe you've already got all these, because we have read these ad reads a couple times. I realize they're not the most exciting to listen to, but it's how the company gets paid. It's how we continue to have a show. And I promise this isn't technically an ad read, but we're running a bit of a contest.
We are.
I went ahead and made a X Twitter, whatever post. I don't like X-Twitter? Saying X post. An X post. I made a Twitter post before we got to really discuss the details fully. Mm-hmm. But we're in a little friendly competition.
Internally here at the SGPN.
Yes. With the other shows to...
All podcasts are competing this month.
Yeah. To sell the most merchandise. The grand scheme of things behind this is... If SGPN sells so much merchandise by January 31st, they get a discount on the products, and therefore they can lower the prices on them because they don't make a ton off of the merch. Unfortunately, that's what we have to work with for the supplier. But Old Fashioned Football wants to sell some merch. We want to see you all in merch. We got new sweatshirts.
Yes, and I am getting, there is a sweet looking maroon Old Fashioned Football hoodie.
I do believe that's the one that your best friend Haley is getting as well.
Oh, nice.
We have t-shirts, and I know you said, well, I got a t-shirt. They are new. Design is slightly different now.
Yes. Our t-shirts have been revamped a little bit.
Yes.
Still have our sweet glass with a piece cube logo.
Yeah. 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 I thought you were going somewhere else. I thought you were going to say there's a whiskey glass. It's a pint glass. We have pint glasses.
We have pint glasses, not a shot glass. We need to get our shit together.
Drink your whiskey. Yeah, it's the only glass they have, but drink your whiskey out of a pint glass. You'll be a badass.
We literally told everybody not too long ago to go check out our new shot glasses and their pint glasses. And anybody
it's a really big who shot.
Listened to us thinking we're doing shots out of that, we are not doing pint glass shots.
This is true.
I died when I saw, oh, yes, their pint glasses were idiots, and that's great.
And we got hats.
We have hats.
We have five different choices of colors for hats. We have multiple choices for t-shirts. We have choices for hoodies. I know Nick Fortune is currently, anyways, you want to know how you can get in the contest. In the contest, you can win one of three prizes. It's going to be your choice. Mm-hmm. SGPN merch store gift card, in case you want to buy some more sweet, sweet merch. A spirits gift card. I know we didn't discuss this, but that's okay. Or a bottle of whiskey within reason. We're not buying Pappy Van Winkle 20 year or anything like that.
It'll be equivalent to like what the gift cards are or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, something like that. And this is another thing we didn't discuss. I said if we win the competition within SGPN, we will double the prize. Look at her face. So, excuse me? We will double the prize if we win. So let's say it was a $40 gift card. You're getting an $80 gift card. Because we love you guys. We think you're going to look good in it. And we're very competitive and want to win. That's probably really the gist of it. We want to win.
So how do they enter?
So you enter by buying anything from the merch store that is old-fashioned football, whether it's a hat, a shirt, whatever. You buy it and you just send us proof of purchase, whether that be text us if you know our numbers, message us on the X, message us on Instagram.
Do not reach out via Facebook because Justin is still hacked. He does not.
I don't have access to Facebook, so don't do that.
I don't even think our site is up because it was tied to yours. You can't even find us on Facebook right now.
So one of our Instas, or the old-fashioned football Insta, I mean, one of our Twitters, probably best to do mine because I don't know if you look at yours very often.
You would be better to,
I'll coordinate
it would be better to DM you.
But everything you order, item-wise, gets you an entry into the drawing. So if you order one thing, you're in once, which Nick Fortune is winning right now, by the way. He's winning the contest. If you don't want Nick to win, you got to go buy something.
Yes.
But if you buy five things, that's five entries. So send them to us, let us know. And as always, we appreciate it.
Are you going to, did you give out the code? There's a discount.
There's a discount. Don't order yet.
Jeez.
I forgot to tell Nick the discount and I feel bad. I don't know.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for your support, Nick. We love you and appreciate you.
I will credit Nick the difference that you get in the 15% discount by using code PLAYOFFS. 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 Nick says, what the crap? I'm sorry, Nick. I do apologize. He also says, Murr doesn't reply back via text messages for many weeks.
Don't say that. I have been on a, I've been better this year.
I think Haley said, I think Miranda and I made the same face when Justin said the Florida panhandle. it's the hot toddy. I'm going to blame the hot toddy, which is delicious, by the way. Did you like yours?
Yes,
you've not been drinking it much.
Well, because it's over here.
Mine's about gone. I'm going to start drinking yours.
We are getting, we are like ADD on this podcast. Can we just keep it streamlined here?
Whoa.
So, yes, to recap that very long explanation of what this contest is, we are in a friendly competition. We are very competitive people here. Within the SGPN, all podcasts are in competition to see who can sell the most merchandise by January 31st.
Yes.
Go to SGPN, well, SGP.
SG.PN/store is the best way to get there. SG.PN/store.
We're judged by how many old-fashioned football merchandise gets sold through the end of the month. So we have t-shirts, hoodies, we have a pint glass, we have hats. Buy anything old-fashioned football. Show us, because we're gonna reward you for helping us win this internal competition.
Yes.
Show us proof of your purchase, and we will enter in you into a drawing for each item you purchase that's old-fashioned football. And use code PLAYOFFS during checkout to get 15% off your entire order.
PLAYOFFS.
Don't and then you will win from us
yes.
either a old-fashioned old-fashioned football. An SGPN merch store gift card.
For more old-fashioned football stuff.
Yes. a spirits gift card. Or a bottle of whiskey equivalent to the gift card price. And if we win, we will double.
Yes.
If you help us win this competition within SGPN, we will double your prize.
Correct. And we don't make anything off of merch sales. I know some people have asked, can you get me a discount? I can't because I don't make anything off of it. Otherwise, of course, I would just give it to it at cost.
But we are offering
but it helps us.
The SGPN is giving a 15% off entire purchase right now with the code playoffs.
If you're watching on the YouTube sg.pn/store, it's right there on the screen, right under my face. I think maybe this might be flipped. It might be under your face by what they're watching. I don't know for sure. Should we talk about the NFC, walk through it quickly? Maybe we'll push through it a little quicker than we did the AFC, because I want to get to these lineups. I want to know who's on your team.
I know we are building. It's like, I'm just, see, mashed potato brain. It left me already.
That's your new nickname. I'm no, J-Mark. Just... This is mashed potato brain. And now this is our NFC walkthrough, starting with the Niners.
I will let everybody know I'm very confident in my lineup, though. This is just me.
Did you make your lineup on a mashed potato brain?
No.
No, you made it before. Okay.
No. I put thought into this. I am excited about my lineup. I'm entering my own lineup into the contest.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So there's that. So NFC, we've got the 49ers, who have that first round bye. We have the Packers. We have the Cowboys, the Rams, the Lions, the Eagles, and the Bucks.
Yes. A lot of crap, really. In my opinion.
I'm going to kick us off with the 49ers. At quarterback, you've got Brock Purdy, who finished as QB6. You have Christian McCaffrey, RB1. No surprise there. Deebo Samuel, who finished wide receiver 12. You have Brandon Ayuk, who finished wide receiver 14. George Kittle finished. We have in our stats finished tight end 5, but I feel
half PPR different. He was tight end 5. It depends on what your league settings
it
were.
It does, because he finished as tight end 2.
Tight end 5 via Fantasy Pros.
It depends. Some leagues that I was in, Travis Kelce actually finished as 2 and Kittle was 3.
Yeah, we have a lot of leagues that give bonuses,
mm-hmm.
and I think Fantasy Pros and their rankings, they just go more of the standard.
Yeah. So, anyway, Kittle, tight end 5, and they did have the 10th ranked defense.
Yeah. I think we'll talk about it when we get to our lineups, but mm-hmm. for me, the choice in this is obvious. My dad chiming in saying the mashed tater, that's your new nickname.
Please don't.
And shout out to Always Fresh, Never Soggy.
Welcome
AKA
back.
Cereal, AKA Sir Long Dong in fantasy football. I think that was in Moonoff's league that he ran. Might've been SGPN D-Gens. I can't remember. But anyways, tuning into the show all week for the Green Bay hate. Well, let's start right there, because the next team we're talking about is Green Bay. And who are you putting on your FFPC team from Green Bay? First of all, I don't think they make it out of the first round. It's great if you're a Packer fan that they made it. They're the youngest team to ever make the playoffs since that set has been tracked.
They ramped up at the end of the season.
They did ramp up, but this is not the Aaron Rodgers team that has owned the Cowboys. These Cowboys are going to mm-hmm. destroy them. Jordan Love did finish his QB5. I get that, but you're getting one game out of him. And then Aaron Jones, he played very well at the end of the season once he was finally not injured. I think they're one of the teams I faded.
See, I didn't, though. I have them going once. I have them.
You have them beating the Cowboys?
I have them upsetting.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh. You're cereal, I'm sorry.
I hate the Packers, but I did.
Can't control my woman.
Because Aaron Jones, anyway. They have been ramping up. Aaron Jones has been
a Cowboys fan tunes in, and then you immediately proceed to tell him that his team's going to lose to the Packers.
I'm so sorry. That's just my lineup. I think in my lineup, you could easily, if you want to go off of mine, you can easily flip Packers and Cowboys. That doesn't mean it does mean I started.
He is
Aaron Jones.
He is pointing out that when they ramped up and played well, it was against the Bears, the Vikings, and the Panthers. But so only one good team in the Bears.
No, the Bears just really, yeah. I was going to say the Bears, we should have had that.
Yeah. Talk about the Cowboys, because Cereal's a Cowboy
fan.
Let
me make this up to you. Because the Cowboys, they have Dak Prescott, finished as QB 3. They've got CeeDee Lamb, finished as wide receiver 1. Tony Pollard, RB 15. You've got Jake Ferguson, who finished as tight end 8. And defense, one of the top defenses in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
They are going to destroy the Packers, but I can't change my lineup.
And it's in the dome. It's at Jerry World.
I would love for them to destroy and crush the Packers.
Yeah, me too. And then the Eagles, if the Eagles win, or the Bucks, either way. Next, the Rams, Matt Stafford, QB 15, Kyren Williams, RB 6, surprise year from him. Wide receiver Cooper Kupp was wide receiver 41. He did miss 5 games.
Mm-hmm. And he was not Cooper Kupp this year.
No, he did have some up and down compared to normal. Maybe that's because the defense was focused on him. Which left Puka Nacua, wide receiver number 4. Serial saying number 3, he's number 1 in my heart. Dak is number 1 in his heart. I am not a Dak Dakota Rain Prescott fan, but I have been super impressed by CeeDee Lamb. The Cowboys are a team that, because I'm a fan of the Sports Gambling Podcast, it's been bred into me to fade the Cowboys. I have always faded them fantasy football wise, and it was stupid of me to fade CeeDee Lamb this year. I had zero management ownership of him, rostership, whatever you want to call it. And that was a bad choice by me. I can admit my mistakes and my faults. You want to talk about the Rams opponent, the Lions, that we do not like either?
Yes, we have Jared Goff. he finished top 10, so he's not that goofy this year.
He still is.
Yes, finishes QB 7. David Montgomery finishes RB 13. Jahmyr Gibbs, top 10 running back, finishes number 10. Amon-Ra St. Brown finishes wide receiver 3. And Sam Laporta, I don't know if we're going to see him this weekend.
He won't play this
weekend. He's injured. Yeah. Finishes tight end 1.
Yeah. The problem, I would love to put Sam Laporta in my lineup, but if they lose to the Rams, you never get to play
him. Would you just take a minute to appreciate this core here, though? Everybody except for David Montgomery is a top 10 in their position.
I will not appreciate the Lions.
You need to. How can you not? You have a top 10 quarterback. You have a top 10, almost 2 top 10 running backs. You have a top 10 wide receiver and the number 1 tight end.
Those knee biters have been a great story this year. It's been good for them to not win 0 games, but it'll be great to see the Rams beat them and for Matt Stafford to spank Jared Goff and the Rams to say, this is why we didn't want the goof on our team. Let's talk about the Eagles real quick. They got Jalen Hurts, who is QB 2, DeAndre Swift, RB 23, AJ Brown, wide receiver 7, Devonta Smith, wide receiver 20, and Dallas Goedert, tight end 15. They started 10-1. They finished 11-6. They lost 5 of their last 6. That's why, Josh, I apologize, but I say that I am fading the Philadelphia Bulldogs. There's a cancer in that locker room. I don't know if it's their coach Sirianni. I don't know if it's Hurts. I don't know if it's AJ Brown.
You don't think they're going to bring it, though? Mouth. You think they're
It's a possibility. It is a possibility. I mean, this is a team that's a year removed from the Super Bowl, so it's very possible. They have not been the same team this last half of the season. Something has been wrong.
All right. You ready?
What? Sirio pointing out that we didn't mention Ferguson. That's true. He had a really good year as tight end. I didn't expect that from him. I was hoping for bigger things from Schoonmaker. Picked him up in a lot of dynasties, and that's probably why I didn't want to mention him. Let's talk about the Bucks real quick.
All right.
And then get to our lineup.
Yes, we've got Baker Mayfield, who finishes QB 10, Rashad White, who finishes RB 7. You've got Mike Evans, who finishes wide receiver 5, and Chris Godwin, wide receiver 30. I don't really think people are going to put him in there. I think, looking at this, people are going to put in Rashad White or Mike Evans, honestly.
All right.
And you think Mayfield?
No. Let's get to our lineups.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're putting a Tampa player in your lineup, it's going to be, for me, it would be Mike Evans.
Yeah. Should we talk about our lineups? And you'll see which Tampa player I put in. That's all. Sound good? All right. Check out the main show because Kramer and Sean gave out their lineups as well. I wanted to go over my lineup in that real quick. I'm just going to throw it out. I had Lamar Jackson, CMC, Isaiah Pacheco, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, James Cook, Cooper Kupp, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, David Njoku, Houston D, the Tekkens, and Jake Elliott, Eagles kicker. That was my lineup on there. But like I said at the beginning of this show, I'm giving out a different lineup because I want to give you multiple options to think about. And Miranda's giving out her lineup, which is what everybody's really tuning in for. Do you want to kick
Except
it off?
Except that, okay.
You want me to kick it off?
I'll kick this off.
Yeah.
Except I do want to point out that I said I have the Packers upsetting. That's just in my bracket. It doesn't affect my lineup because I did put Aaron Jones in my lineup.
Yeah.
But I also put CeeDee Lamb. So, right. So regardless of that outcome, forward. I'm going to have one of them going forward.
Yep.
Okay.
Like
so
it.
There is that.
And again, just a reminder, once you pick a player from a team, you cannot pick any other player from that team. So whoever your quarterback is, you can't have anybody else on that team. Who is your quarterback?
My quarterback is Josh Allen. The Bills. I want the Bills to go all the way. You asked me this yesterday, what teams do I see going to the Super Bowl? And honestly, like I told you on the show yesterday, I haven't thought about it yet. During fantasy season, like I'm not focused on because the Bears are we didn't make the playoffs. I am not focused on the other teams who's going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm focused on my fantasy teams and my lineups.
Right.
And I'm here now, though. I do think looking at all these
you
matchups.
You are here now, mashed potato brain.
I think I'm never going to live this down. I am already dreading the comments from friends, from family. It's been a long week. Okay. Have you not? I have worked crazy hours.
You have been working very late.
After our podcast last night, I went back to work and I worked late.
Yes. I got a migraine and went to bed.
I'm taking a break tonight. I will not be. But every other night this week, I have worked really late. Big work project. So anyway, I'm allowed to not have a function, to like not have a function
brain. Are you?
No.
Are you though?
I'm allowed to have times where I am just exhausted. So there you go.
Cyril says, I don't want to hear all these Bill fans up in New York all year. I like the Bills' chances. I do. They're one of the teams that I think could make it all the way. I really wanted to go with Josh Allen. Did you have more on Allen, by the way, before I didn't want to just pass
QB,
you up.
QB1.
Yeah.
And I have him going all the way. Why would I not want him as my quarterback in this?
And likely every AFC game is going to be in the cold. And so Allen's probably going to run it. I wanted to pick him. I didn't because I like somebody else from that team too much. But I'll start with my quarterback. By the way, if you're in the chat, tell us your lineup as we go along. But quarterback for me, Lamar Jackson. The Ravens are the team that I think, I mean, we saw them dismantle the 49ers. We saw them dismantle the Dolphins. They've been very good against the teams that are in the playoffs. In fact, they beat all of them, except they did drop one game to the Browns and they lost to the Steelers. I don't think they're going to see the Steelers, so I'm not worried about that. And so I think Lamar Jackson's going to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is the guy that runs the ball a lot. He passes the ball some. And I think he's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. He's going to run for 60 to 70 yards in the Super Bowl. That's going to be two times. He's not a tight end. Two times the points. That's 12 to 14 points in just rushing. Probably gets a passing or rushing touchdown in there. I went with Lamar Jackson. I realize I said that a lot, or I talked a lot on him, but he was in both lineups, so I had to justify it.
There you go.
All right, let's talk running backs. You get two running backs, not counting your flex.
So my teams that I'm predicting are who I want to go to see in the Super Bowl are the Bills and the 49ers. The 49ers have just been killing it.
Yeah.
And
except against the Ravens.
There is that.
But they won't play them until the Super Bowl. So go on.
Well, no, the Bills are. No. Nope. Anyway. I have Christian McCaffrey as my RB1.
Yeah.
I have the 49ers going to the playoffs. So CMC points times two. If they make it to the Super Bowl.
You have to, I think. People are going to make cases for Brock Purdy. I get that. They're going to talk about Debo and
when
Brandon
you're looking
Ayuk
at that team,
Kittle.
The most talented person on that team is Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, you have to do it. That offense runs through him, whether he's rushing the ball or catching it. He is my first running back as well, so I co-sign that. Any way you sliced it, I tried not to put him in my lineup. I couldn't do it. So, yeah, 100% agree with you there. Running back two for you.
I have Kyren Williams.
The rookie sensation that I dissed all year.
I I do think that the Rams are going to beat the Lions. I don't see the Rams going
all the way.
Yeah, I don't see them making it a second, but I want those points in there. And then in the event he goes further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he exceeded any expectations mm-hmm. I gave him, obviously. I kept saying he's not going to keep getting two touchdowns, and he had multiple games of two touchdowns.
And
so.
So I picked Kyren Williams. It was between him or Puka Nacua.
Mm-hmm.
Puka. But I went with him.
That's the thing with this challenge. I think you do have to zig a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. And my guess is most people, when pick Cup or Puka, so zigging to Kyren, I think, is smart because it's going to give you points that they're not getting. Basically,
and he's still a top 10 running back. He's going to put up points.
And inside the 5 yard line, they feed him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I felt like I was a little torn there, but I went Kyren.
Yeah. I was torn on running back because of my quarterback situation, where I didn't know if I should pick Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I went with Lamar Jackson, so I can't take Gus Edwards. James Cook's got the best round one matchup out of all running backs. He plays the easiest defense. I think the Bills cream the Steelers. I think they run the ball a lot because they're ahead. I think they beat the Chiefs after that.
Mm-hmm.
So James Cook is a guy that he's going to carry the ball. He's going to help it. Josh Allen is a great quarterback, but Josh Allen gets a little crazy sometimes.
Well, when you are starting Lamar Jackson, you can't start Josh Allen.
Right. No.
Looking at that team.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you look at who's left, it was James Cook for me. Stephon Diggs has been kind of hit and miss. He's good. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to have good playoffs. But for me, it was James Cook. And I'm really leaning in on the fact that I think he's going to have a really big week one of the playoffs. And then I think he'll play at least until the AFC Championship.
All right. My wide receiver one is AJ Brown.
Nice.
I know you don't think the Eagles are going to make it as far as I think they're going to make it, but I have the Eagles losing to the 49ers.
You have the Eagles losing to the 49ers. So in the NFC Championship game?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I obviously don't have them making it that far.
No.
But yeah, if they make it that far, AJ Brown is a great pick. My first wide receiver, we talked about him as the wide receiver one in fantasy football, CeeDee Lamb. He's uncoverable. He had over 400 yards in the last three games and four touchdowns. It's a guy he's just, nobody can cover him. So mm-hmm. I'm leaning into that and going with CeeDee Lamb.
I have I'm just going to say that I have CeeDee Lamb in a flex. It doesn't matter where he is on my lineup, but I have him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did pick CeeDee Lamb from the Cowboys.
Yeah. As your wide receiver too, or in a flex?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I was just curious.
They don't get less points than a flex.
No. I was just curious. Okay. So, well, because if you already gave out your wide receiver two, I would give out mine. That's
well,
all.
Sure. He's my wide receiver two.
Okay. My wide receiver two, who I know we talked about, a lot of people are writing this team off, but I'm not. I think they play at least two games. And even if they don't, he could put up 150 yards. Nico Collins. I mean, this is a guy that he's had 150-yard games already this year, and that's C.J. Stroud's guy, especially with Tank Dell on injured reserve for the rest of the year. So I like Nico Collins from the Texans. I didn't know who else to pick out of the Texans. I wasn't going to pick Stroud over Lamar or Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to pick Devin Singletary. Yeah, he finished the season nicely, but not nice enough compared to CMC or James Cook. So for me, the only person left off the Texans was Nico Collins. You have them losing the first round, right?
I do. I have the Browns. I took the Browns over the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So the Texans might be a team I'm fading just because I'm not picking Stroud for my quarterback. And I picked other teams over Nico. I don't see them. And because I have them losing in the first round of the playoffs, I didn't want to put Nico out there.
Yeah.
Compared to other people.
Makes sense.
Tight
end. Are you down to tight end?
Yeah.
All right.
Travis Kelce.
I knew it.
I know he has not had, the last three games have been disappointing fantasy wise for him, for points, but they're gonna have to show up in the playoffs here.
It's gonna be Travis Kelce.
And if they're gonna throw the ball, I still think it's Travis Kelce. I do think Pacheco is gonna get, they're gonna run a lot because it's gonna be so flipping cold. Yeah. I don't even know how they're gonna get out there and play.
They're gonna be men about it. Just do it. This is real football.
Below zero weather.
As Chicago Bears fans, we love that, even though they'll likely be in a dome soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the Chiefs are not. Arrowhead Stadium is not in a dome. It's going to be so cold. Where was I going with this?
That you have Travis Kelce. 1.5 points per catch. 3 if they make the Super Bowl. I had him in my flex, but I'll talk about him now in my tight end position and just flip that with my tight end. I said I had Pacheco in my other lineup. You can make the case for him. But when you really look at this team, it runs through Travis Kelce. The Chiefs did great when he had good games. They didn't do as great when he had bad games. So it runs through him. He's a very experienced player. He's a veteran. He's been here before. Is it possible that Travis Kelce wasn't 100% all year, but that he gives everything he's got in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%.
And I have the Chiefs beating the Dolphins, obviously, in this matchup. I do have them losing to the Bills. Same. So I automatically take myself out of that 1.5 points for tight ends. You know, if you can get a tight end that is – Who would you pick at tight end that would go all the way that could get you the 3 points in the
right
doubled? So it would be 3 points per reception in the Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
I don't know who of these teams, unless the Chiefs pull one off on the Bills and make it there. I don't see it happening, but what other tight ends here
Isaiah Likely is intriguing, but if Mark Andrews comes back, he's not. The Bills, Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox are both healthy, so they both get the ball. You can't pick George Kittle over CMC. You can't.
No.
Mm-mm. So I agree. I mean, of teams that we think that are in our finals.
What about Njoku?
I think they're going to lose round one, if not round two. But he was in the first.
Losing to the Ravens.
Yeah, he was in the first lineup I gave out as my tight end. Because Joe Flacco loves throwing to Njoku. So, I mean, I can see making the case for him, but, when I was making this one, it was too hard to leave Travis Kelce out again.
Mm-hmm. And we don't think we're going to have Laporta.
Right.
So otherwise, maybe there's a case to be made for throwing Laporta in there. But I also have the Lions losing to the Rams.
Serial saying, obviously pick Ferguson because Dallas is going to be in the big bowl.
Are you going to put Ferguson over CeeDee Lamb, though?
Yeah, that's the problem. If you take Ferguson,
or if you have the Cowboys going all the way, are you taking CeeDee Lamb or Dak?
Or Fergie. Yeah, I think you got to go CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
If you're picking, I mean, whether you think the Cowboys are playing one game or all of them, I think you have to go with CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Personally. That is,
he does like his props because Green Bay sucks against tight ends. I agree with that. But
yes,
overall, I think picking one person off that team, CD.
Mm-hmm.
All right, flexes, right?
Yeah, and
flex your flex. You want to do one at a time?
Yeah, this is kind of weird how we're doing this too, because I feel like we should have said, did you put somebody in your lineup and where each team? You know,
okay.
But. That's fine. Let's do this.
It's fine.
I've got Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
In a flex. But I don't have the Dolphins beating the Chiefs, but I still wanted Tyreek Hill's points for me. So I was fine putting him in a flex, getting those points for one game, because obviously no matter what you do here, you're going to be losing players every single match.
Yeah. Right.
Because a team has to beat another team, so that player is automatically out. But I want to take advantage of Tyreek Hill at least being in one game in the playoffs and getting those points from him.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And if they advance, then I have Tyreek another week.
Right. Yeah, he was in my first lineup, so I definitely made the case. I faded him in this lineup.
Mm.
And somebody that you said, nobody's going to have this guy in there. Chris Godwin. Let's say the Eagles do beat the Bucs.
You
Bucks.
Have Godwin in?
Mm-hmm. Let me make my case
over
for
Mike
him.
Evans.
Let me make my case for him.
Let me let you.
Darius Slay is back for the Eagles. Let's say the Eagles do beat the Bucs, so you only get one game out of the pass catchers. Darius Slay has had really good success as a shutdown corner. Likely he will line up against Mike Evans. And if that's the case and Mike Evans only has two or three catches, I want Godwin because that's where they're going to go with the ball. So that was my thought behind that. I do think the Bucs win. I do think long-term Evans is probably the better choice. He was in my original lineup on the main show, but I wanted to do something a little different, and I could justify it by the fact that everybody's going to be focused on Mike Evans. He was a beast this year. He's a touchdown machine, and so I think they're going to focus on trying to stop him any way they can, which is going to leave Chris Godwin open. Chris Godwin did have some good games this year, especially when Mike Evans did not, so that was my justification for that. I had to smirk a little when you're going, nobody's going to have Chris Godwin, and I've got him sitting here in my lineup. I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
All right, being cute over there.
that might be a situation where
I think you're being cute. I mean, okay, you're fading Tyreek Hill, and you're putting, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep, I have him as well on my flex.
I think of that, like, let's break this down here. I do have the Lions leaving after the first round of the playoffs here. See ya. but I don't think you're going to take Jared Goff as your quarterback in this. But
small hands goof? No way.
No. But when you look at these, unfortunately, Sam Laporta is injured, so I just don't think it's smart to put him in here.
Right.
And then, I don't know, you could do Jahmyr Gibbs.
He will get some of the passing work with Laporta out, mm-hmm. I agree.
He will, but I think, though, with Laporta being out, Amon-Ra is going to just have that much more of the share.
Yeah. Yeah, and
the targets.
I think they're going to line him up on the outside. They're going to line him up at the slot. You could take one of the running backs, like you're saying, Gibbs or Monty, but they do kind of step on each other a little bit, mm-hmm. as far as fantasy production, and guessing who's going to have the better game is anybody's guess. So I agree with you. I think that Amon-Ra is who you have to go with off the Lions. Even if it's one game, I think he's going to get a lot of catches. So agreed there.
All right.
So we both have two flexes left, correct?
We do.
All right.
Aaron Jones. Because I wasn't going to take a Steelers player. Because
I don't think the dog likes your pick. I know. She's growling over there.
I'm trying to think of who I'm fading here because we're doing this differently than I thought we would do this.
Sorry.
I'm fading Steelers. I'm fading possibly Texans. No, I'm not fading. Anyway,
looking at her playoff bracket over there.
I am, because I think that there's a chance with how ramped up these Packers are. And because isn't it just in like the script for the NFL for the Packers to make it to the playoffs no matter what and to go like at least.
Don't put that out in the world.
I'm serious. It happens all the time and it makes me angry.
You know, in script wise, I could see the NFL wanting to get rid of or Green Bay anyways, wanting to get rid of any talk of Aaron Rodgers with all the controversy going on with him.
And this last game, the announcers were just praising Jordan Love. Like, oh, like this guy's coming in and he is going to fill in the shoes of the great legends before him with Brett Favre.
You can say what you're thinking. And they were doing what?
I'm not saying anything. what did you just?
Nothing. Go on.
But I mean, come on. It could have been Aaron Rodgers out there with how they were talking. If you have not, we unfortunately, being Bears fans, have had to endure too many Packers games. And when it is, especially, it feels like, maybe it's any time the Packers are on, the announcers, when Aaron Rodgers was at quarterback, it got like, okay, go get a room. Get a room.
Exactly.
Go marry this guy.
Like, and it's starting to get that way with Love. Love, and it's annoying.
The listening to how much they praised him. And yes, they have been ramping up and everything. So I just feel like it would just be so typical for the Packers to upset the Cowboys.
Cyril says that the script says revenge games in divisional Detroit over Dallas because of that 2-point controversy, Philadelphia and San Francisco, Buffalo, KC, and then Flacco against Baltimore. Yeah, I faded the Packers. I don't want to put out in the world that they might be able to win any games in the playoffs.
I just have them winning just the one.
Just the one. Mm-hmm. I get it, though.
And
I,
then I get, let them get crushed by the 49ers.
Dallas has a really good pass rush. How do you slow the pass rush? By running the damn ball. So maybe they run the damn ball with Aaron Jones. So I get it. I get it. My third flex spot, Cooper Kupp. I know Puka outperformed him. I know Kupp was hit and miss, but this is a guy that 2 years ago when they were in the playoffs and then to the Super Bowl, he was phenomenal. He had a legendary performance. And much like we talked about Travis Kelce, where maybe he didn't have the best year that we've seen, but now he gives it all on the field. I think Kupp is capable of that. I also think that it's not being talked about, but Stafford knows if he's going to play or not next year, I think. And if he is not playing, he's already had that conversation with Kupp. Those guys are very close.
So they're going to go out
and they're going to give all they can because Stafford had got them a Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, so going out doesn't necessarily equate to fantasy points.
No. I just think Kupp will be the MVP. He's a dark horse that you could pick for a playoff MVP or most receiving yards. I mean, I've got a 22-1 ticket on Mike Evans to have the most playoff receiving yards as well. But yeah, I like Cooper Kupp. I couldn't not have him on my team.
That's crazy. Over Kyren Williams and Puka.
Yep. I had to do it.
All right. I feel like this is a very emotional pick for you.
Serial would like to know when I'm doing shows by myself with all your Packer love that you're throwing out.
Oh my God. No, you should know.
Back to hating the Packers.
I just because I put Aaron Jones in for a game or two.
I will say the one thing that Miranda is good at that I am not is taking out the Bears love and bias of fantasy football and taking players like from the Packers or from teams that we despise. Mm-hmm. Whereas me, I'm like, no, it's fucking Packers. I ain't taking them. So
sometimes you have to.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get better at it because you're right. Sometimes you do have to, but it's tough for me. You are better at it than me.
And I believe me, like I am absolutely not a Packer fan.
She says, even though she came from a Packer
family. I know, but because I endure so many comments and anger from family members. So
yeah,
you know that I am a true Bears fan.
True.
Because I put up with all that.
Yeah. Who you got in your fourth flex?
Amari Cooper.
Nice. That was your Browns player.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So let's look at the Browns. I mean, Flacco is exciting, but I'm not going to pick Flacco.
Magic has to run out at some point, right?
No.
No.
I think it's crazy. This is the world we're living in right now, okay? Flacco is leading the Browns in the playoffs. That's just what it is. It is what it is. it's crazy. But he is not going to be the quarterback that I am going to put in over quarterbacks like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Agreed. He's what Colby Dant would call a lawn chair. Mm-hmm. He will get you no rushing yards. He's a lawn chair quarterback. He's not going to run around. So, yeah, you don't want over somebody that's mobile.
And playoff games can be intense, but I feel like they just get intense.
Oh, yeah.
They're in it to win it. They're going to this.
Do or die.
Yeah. So you want your rushing quarterbacks.
Yep. Agreed.
We've got Jerome Ford.
Njoku. Yeah. I mean, Cooper dropped a 50 burger just a couple weeks ago. If he has a 50 point fantasy football game, whether he wins or loses in the first round or not, you're going to have a considerable advantage over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't hate the pick. He's not in my lineup, but I get it.
I think people too, like if you think you might fade the Browns or something, you might go maybe they have a really good defense, but I don't know. I think people should be putting in Amari Cooper.
My fourth spot, I went back and forth on this, but I decided tight end premium league, let's get two tight ends. So I picked the tight end that's got the best matchup week one. And that's Dallas Goedert. I'm fading the Eagles, but what if they do win? What if they do go on a run and make the NFC Championship game or at least win a couple? Goedert is a reliable target. Jalen Hurts likes throwing on the ball. He's healthy. And I would be, if that happens, I'll be cashing in on that tight end premium.
Is there a, I think it might be fun, not for this one, but to do a lineup where you put in, because you've got David Njoku as a top 10, Travis Kelce. If Sam Laporta were here, I feel like Sam Laporta would be my tight end.
Yeah.
He would.
Just a bunch of tight ends. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
And cash in on that tight end premium.
Yeah, maybe. She's already wanting a second lineup, you can tell. All right. Down to defense and kicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do defense first. Who you got?
Ravens. They are, in my opinion, the number one defense.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what league settings you have. They are number one or number two. Mm-hmm. But they have a top 10 or top 10. They are like a number one defense. And I would have picked, when I was looking at the Ravens, I can't take Lamar because I have the Bills going all the way in my prediction. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen already has my QB spot. So that leaves me with Isaiah Likely, Zay Flowers, Gus Edwards, or their defense. And yeah. When I've saved the Ravens for last when I was doing my lineup because I can't take Lamar and I feel like he's the obvious choice on this team. And when it came down to all the other teams and where I think they're going to go in the playoffs or the points that they could get me over Isaiah Likely or Zay Flowers or Gus.
Yeah.
I was left with them as a defense, but I am happy with that because I do have them going to the finals. What do you call that?
The AFC championship.
That, there you go. AFC championship.
Semifinals.
Semi, whatever.
Yeah.
Before the Super Bowl. So they're a defense that can really put up points. So I have the Browns beating the Texans. So that means they would face the Ravens next. The Browns and Ravens would face them. The Ravens defense in week four put up 17 points, or not put up, brought in 17 mm-hmm. fantasy points against the Browns. And then in week 10, they brought in 13 points. And for a defense.
Well, that's sans Joe fucking Flacco. But no, I agree.
I know.
Flacco has been turning the ball over too.
When did Flacco come in? Week?
It was 5 weeks ago, I believe.
What week are we?
So week 13, week 12 or 13.
Okay. So I guess it was before him.
Yeah.
And I guess these points are coming from interceptions and sacks, but they were also holding to like in.
And Flacco has thrown like, interceptions too, though. Mm-hmm, I mean,
he does.
He's kind of, I think watching him play, it's like he knows that. I just came off the couch. I'm old. It doesn't matter if I just sling it. Like, no, but for real, I mean, like you watch him and he makes some throws. It's like, what is he doing? Why did you throw that? But I think it's like, he's like, what's it matter? Nobody's going to talk bad about me because I just came off the couch.
But yeah, he's throwing interceptions, but he's also doing really well out there too.
Yeah.
Those interceptions give your defense points.
Just like Josh Allen. Josh Allen throws a lot of interceptions, but he is also a hell of a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Serial saying that you want him to suffer dealing with Bills fans and the Cowboys losing the first round. Juke checking in. What's up, Juke? Said nice call on the Ravens. Most say Browns, but the Browns D can struggle on the road. For me, my defense was between the Browns, the Packers, and the Steelers. The Packers are about to let up 30 some points to the Cowboys, so I wasn't going to pick them. The Steelers, I think that's a low scoring game, but I think the Bills beat them and they're out right away.
I'll be shocked if the Steelers upset them.
I know. I think that leaves the Browns. While I think they lose, maybe, you know, CJ Stroud, his first playoff game, he's a rookie, makes some mistakes, and the Browns get some turnovers there, and maybe they do win that game. And then they go to the Ravens, and they're able to turn Lamar over if Lamar and the Ravens get behind. It was just mainly this was between Browns, Packers, or Steelers, like
because you faded, you didn't put Amari Cooper in there,
right?
And this is why the Browns weren't my defense, is because even though Flacco does throw those interceptions, he's also not, and who's benefiting from that?
Yeah, no, I know. I had to go with the Browns though, between those three.
Mm-mm.
kicker, the position that nobody really cares about anymore. I see more and more leagues saying, hey, let's get rid of kickers.
When I did this,
kickers matter.
Kickers matter. I'm trying to think really quick who I faded, because I put Chris Boswell in there because he's the best kicker of the four teams that I had, but I don't have the Steelers going further. So I'm trying to figure out who did I fade.
Do you have a Bucks player?
No. So but I have them. Okay, so this is what I did. I'm trying to remember how I got to Chris Boswell. I have the Bucks fading out right away too.
Yeah.
So, and I think Boswell is going to, I don't know, because that is going to be a low scoring game. But I think that they're going to have to do.
You already have a Packer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have another Bucks player? I might go with the Bucks.
You would go with the Bucks over?
Yeah. Just because.
Who else did I fade?
Bucks and Texans, right?
Texans. Yeah. But I had to fade. Yes, that's who I faded. Texans and Bucks. And honestly, I think that you have the Bucks beating the Eagles.
I do. The Eagles dropped four of their last five games.
Well, and either way, the kicker for me of those three, I don't have those teams advancing. So it didn't really, to me, I guess you have to think if it's, you can't always predict low scoring games. You told me over and over a couple weeks ago that you wouldn't start Joe Flacco because it was going to be such a low scoring game. And then you put up 30 points. Yeah. Fantasy.
That's true. I did call it a low scoring.
I can't
game.
Listen to you for low scoring games.
I was down to Packers and Steelers. The Packers are going to play in a dome, which benefits kickers. So and they might score all
something
their
to think about.
Yeah, they might score all their points kicking the ball because they're not scoring touchdowns on Dallas right now. I'm just pumping cereal up. It's been active in the chat.
I know,
but Juke also has Tampa Bay over Philly. Let's fucking go! Absolutely.
So maybe you guys are convinced it's just a kicker. So maybe I will put in Tampa's kicker. I know that I don't want the Steelers. Like, I don't see the Steelers winning. And if it is a low scoring game, I'm having him as my kicker. Doesn't do me any good either. So maybe I don't see the Bucks upsetting the Eagles though.
Well, never know.
Are the Eagles upsetting the Bucks? Right. Eagles are fifth seed. So
that's our lineups. Again, if you want to know where you can play, we have,
this
it
is
on.
Fun. This is a fun,
it is fun. But just,
and if you use code SGPN, when you go to
up
that
on screen real quick,
yep, use code SGPN and you get $25
deposit bonus. Yeah,
so put in $10, get that $25 deposit bonus, and you've got your entry fee.
Yeah,
unless you're going for the big money.
The big money. Just a reminder, we are running a little competition with the other SGPN podcasts to sell more merch. So I got on the screen there, sg.pn store, if you're on YouTube. Buy some merch. Send us a screenshot of the purchase receipt, the email you get, whatever. Just to show that you bought it between now and January 31st. We'll put you in a contest, put your name in a drawing for each item you bought that's old-fashioned football. We'll put you in. You can win a gift card to the store, a spirits gift card for some booze, or a bottle of whiskey.
Equal to the gift card price.
Yes.
And double it if you guys, I know you guys can do this. If you help us win this competition, we will double your prize.
Yeah. So let's do it.
We are very competitive and we are here to win.
Make us proud, please. We appreciate all your support. This was a fun lineup. I feel like I want to go build some more lineups.
I know. I want to just have a fun one. Maybe my entry fee will just be like my SGPN code will just be a fun one.
There you go.
$10 and cash in on that tight end premium because there are some good tight ends. And let's say in a weird world, I guess it wouldn't be a weird world because I have the Rams upsetting the Lions because Rams are sixth seed, Lions are third seed.
Yeah.
Let's say the Lions advance. And in that second game, I've got Laporta. Jeez,
yeah.
I almost forgot my favorite tight end. Laporta is back.
Yeah.
And maybe they go farther than I'm predicting. Oh, gosh.
It could happen.
Laporta.
Tight end premium, 1.5 points per
but
catch.
There are
three in
so
the Super
many
Bowl.
Talented tight ends in the playoff games here.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
just to throw one out there.
For sure. Let's do it.
Flex a bunch.
Four
tight ends.
Flex your tight end. Do you got anything else you want to add?
No, this is exciting.
We'll be back next Wednesday is the 17th, which means we're going to have a distiller interview with Rose City Distillery out of Portland, Oregon. Make sure you tune in for that. It won't be live, but we will stream it still to YouTube and everything. Mm-hmm. And we got a bunch of other fantasy football recap stuff coming up. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and that'll notify you when shows are coming out. I got a bunch already planned out there, but we're always adding some. We're tweaking times a little bit. It's our off season two in a way, so we're tweaking some stuff. So just stay up by subscribing. Anything else? Any last words?
No.
You're so going down in this FFPC to me. No. My team is going to beat yours.
We have to get this figured out before this weekend of what our house bet is, what the winner gets.
Right. Shout out to the chat and everybody talking Cereal, Juke, Fortune. My parents, always good that you guys support us. We super, super appreciate it. Haley was in the chat. I hope I didn't forget anybody. I think I named them all, and I'm sure Josh is with Haley. So shout out to Josh too. Sorry, I put down the Philadelphia Bulldogs. That's all we got for today. Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Old-fashioned football.